Hello, my name is Sipporah Weinberg. Welcome to Torah Simcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek 48. This Perek is a song that continues our theme of redemption as described by the sons of Korach, and it is speaking about the beauty of Yerushalayim and Yemos HaMashiach, the days that Mashiach will arrive. In the future, when all of the nations will come to the service of Hashem, Yerushalayim will remain the center of the world. Shir Mizmar Levnei Korach, a song, a psalm of the sons of Korach. Gadol Hashem u'mehulal ma'od bi'ir Elokeinu har kadsho. Hashem is great all over. In the city of Hashem, he is especially praised on the mountain of his sanctuary. The Primagadim, a halachic supercommentary on the Shulchan Aruch written by Rav Yosef Tumim, interestingly includes the interpretation of Rav Gershon Kitover on the words that we say in Ne'ilah, Ezkera Elokim Vehemaya, Birosi Kol Ir Altila Benuya. I will recall to Hashem, and I will sob in anguish, when I see every city built up to its peak. V'ir HaElokim, the city of Hashem, Mushpeles Ad Sheol Tachtia, is humiliated, degraded to the lowest possible place, to the grave. But as the Pri Megadim, citing from Rav Gershon, explains it, the word ear derives from the word hisorus, awakening. Ezkera Elokim, I remember Hashem and I cry, and I heard inside, Biraosi kol ear alti labenuya, that every awakening is cultivated and nurtured to the nth degree. All the personal yearnings that people feel, callings toward making money, toward the development of their talents, toward their family, toward their friends, these have been built up. But the awakening toward spirituality, Ir Elokim, toward godliness, Mushpeles. That's bottom tier. That's neglected. It's downtrodden. So here's the insight, and there's a story that connects to it as well. A chassid once came to Volozhin and stayed over for Shabbos at the house of Reb Chaim of Volozhin. And at the Suda, Reb Chaim asked him to share some words of Torah. The chassid told over these, Reb Gershon's words, about Eskera, about the ear, about the awakening towards Hashem, being neglected and pushed aside. Reb Chaim heard and listened, but he didn't say a word. And then during the course of the meal, he started to ask some questions. He turned to the chassid and said, "Were you ever in London?" He said, "I heard a lot about it, but I never was there." "How about Paris? Did you ever visit?" And the chassid replied, "I heard it was a metropolis and a beautiful place, but no." He began to wonder, why is Reb Chaim asking him about such mundane matters at the Suda Shabbos? Then Reb Chaim continued and said, "How about Petersburg, the imperial city of Russia? Were you ever there?" "No, I was never there. I didn't even know Jews could go." Reb Chaim continues, "Vienna? How should I get to Vienna? Where? And even if I had the time to go, I'd be sitting and learning." And he's wondering, why is he asking? And then at the end of hearing all this discussion about how beautiful these cities are all over the world, Reb Chaim turns to him and asks him, "And about Yerushalayim, have you heard?" And the chassid, with anguish, says, "Ah, our Yerushalayim, of course. We daven for it 3 times a day, and now it's under Muslim rule." And he lets out a sigh. And Reb Chaim says to him, "Listen, my dear friend. If London, if Paris, if Petersburg were destroyed and Yerushalayim was built beautifully, I would love your interpretation. But now that these words are kipshuto, literally, ir ha'elokim mushpeles, it's enough to cry about without digging any deeper." And we stop and wonder, what would Reb Chaim say today when Yerushalayim is so beautiful inside and outside? It radiates beauty. The pull to it is so strong. And it's still not built up because the Har HaBayis and Beis HaMikdash are not rebuilt. But we will return to this later on. Yefei Nof, Misos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion, Yarkisei Tzafon, Kiryas Melech Rav. The fairest of branches, the joy of the entire earth. Har Tzion, the mountain of Tzion, the place where Beis HaMikdash will be built. By the north side where the Mizbeach will stand, there is the city of a great king. Why is it beautiful and why is it joyful? Yerushalayim is the holiest of all places. The Rambam says that even though some sages state and bear out in terms of halacha that parts of Eretz Yisrael have lost their holiness due to the exilic state, still and all, Yerushalayim never lost its holiness. And the Rambam explains why. Yerushalayim is enlivened by the Shekhinah, the presence of Hashem. And just as the Shekhinah is eternal, so too Yerushalayim's holiness can never be diminished. As it is expressed in Yeshaya, Simchu es Yerushalayim v'giluva kol ohaveha, sisu itamasos kol hamisablim aleha. Rejoice with Yerushalayim, be glad for her, all you who love her. And you will join in her jubilation, all of you who mourned over her. There's something very special about Yerushalayim. Why? Hashem sought and desired a place to dwell in the lower world. Hashem is compared to the groom, and we, Klal Yisrael, are his bride. The couple needs a place to live. They could be in many places, but they need one spot that will be their own. Where is the place that Hashem's glory is revealed? Yerushalayim. And where is the place that our connection to him lives? Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not a theory or a political or nationalistic ideal. Yerushalayim limns the moments of unity that we have described in all of these chapters. It is where our connection to Hashem is most alive. And what about us? Where do we fit into the story? We need to be people of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan the Amora, who was renowned for his beauty, said about himself, Ana ishtiyare mishapire Yerushalayim. I am a fragment, I am a shard of the beauty that was Yerushalayim. Even though he himself was from Tveria, Yerushalayim was recognizable in him. It was where he drew his life, his energy, his essence. And so must we. Elokim ba'arminoseha nodala miskav. Hashem is in its palaces. He is known to Yerushalayim as a stronghold. Kihine hamalachim noadu avru yachdav. For behold, the kings have assembled and passed together. Hey mara'u kein tamahu nivhalu nechpazu. They wondered, they were startled, they were bewildered. Ra'ada chazasam sham chil kayoleda. A quaking seized them there, pangs like a woman in confinement. Beruach kadim tishaber aneos tarshish. With an east wind, you break the ships of Tarshish. Kasher shamanu kein ra'inu. Be'ir Hashem Tzvakos, Be'ir Elokeinu Elokim Yechoneneha Ad Olam Selah. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of Hashem. Hashem will establish it forever and ever, not only in the eyes of Jews and Bnei Yisrael, but also in the eyes of foreign kings. It is obvious that Hashem lives and dwells and will live always in the city of Yerushalayim. Diminu Elokim Chazdecha Bekerav Hechalecha. We hoped Hashem for your kindness amidst your temple. Kishimcha Elokim Kenti Lasecha Al Katzveir Tzedek Malayiminecha. As is your name, O Hashem, so is your praise upon the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Yismach Har Tzion Tagelna Benos Yehuda Leman Mishpatecha. Har Tzion, the mountain of Tzion, will rejoice. The daughters of Yehuda will exult for the sake of your judgments. All of Knesset Yisrael here is compared to young women whose joyous expression is so striking and effective. Sobu Tzion v'hakifuha, sifru migdaleha. Encompass Tzion, surround it, count its towers. Shisu libchem l'chela, pasku armenoseha, leman tesapru l'dor acharon. Pay attention to its walls, raise its palaces in order that you may tell a later generation. Kizeh Elokim Elokeinu olam va'ed, hu yinahagenu almus. For this is Hashem, our Hashem forever and ever. He shall lead us as in youth. Almus could also refer to until death. Here, the death and revival of Bnei Korach as the authors immediately comes to mind. This perek is said as Shir Shal Yom, the daily Tehillim after the Shemona Esrei, and it is especially relevant because the day that it is said, Monday, was the day that Gehenim, hell, was created. Here are those, the Bnei Korach, who survived Gehenna and came to sing a song ending in Hu Yinahagenu Almos. To put ourselves in the frame of mind, to consider the spiritual wherewithal of Bnei Korach, where they were able, within their grave, to see Yerushalayim in their mind's eye and visualize their return. And then they sing. The rawest expression of happiness is song, and they were able to achieve that level in the lowest of places. And in fact, the task of all the Bnei Levi is to sing, singing songs in the Beis HaMikdash. But there was one place they refused to sing and could not imagine ever singing again. When led down to exile, they said, Eich nashir eshir Hashem al admas nechar. How can we sing Hashem's song on foreign ground? Song will never appear again. Song belongs to Yerushalayim. So if we return to Reb Chaim Volozhiner's conditional understanding of Reb Gershon Kitover's Vart, we realize Yerushalayim has the physical part that needs to be rebuilt. That's unequivocal, that the main part of Yerushalayim is the reason we are still in mourning. We need the Beis HaMikdash to bring it to life. But we are also yearning to see the Hisorus, the element that awakens us. It is there, but it is hidden. It is Mushpelas too. What we seek now, what we are yearning for, is to continue to be able to see Yerushalayim, to awaken it in our hearts. May this song enable us to do so, to channel the power of Bnei Korach in visualizing that Yerushalayim. And may all the people who belong to Yerushalayim continue to keep that vision in their mind's eye up until the point when we can hear it sung by the Bnei Levi with the immediate coming of the Mashiach. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilu Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.